Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our new text line is 913-586-7610. 586-7610. Don't blame us, but it's a number off. Change it in your phone. You're going to get a weird bounce back message today. We're working on that as well. Does that sum it up?
I think that covers everything.
Blame spec.
Thank you. I think it's you covered Spectre's the inconvenience. Yes.
Blame spec. LeSean McCoy, my favorite former chief.
Sir.
I've frequently mocked LeSean McCoy because he joined two teams at the end of his career, got two Super Bowl rings, and now will be forever known as two-time Super Bowl champion LeSean McCoy, even though his prime was way past by the time he joined both the Chiefs and the Bucks.
And you will be known as No Sneakers Josh Klingler.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That is fact. So McCoy decides yesterday, part of the I Am Athlete podcast, to go off on one Eric Bieniemy.
And but he didn't even really go off on Eric Bieniemy.
He believes that the way Eric Bieniemy coached him, which sounds like it was, you know, probably honest and harsh at that stage of his career, is why Eric Bieniemy doesn't have the job as a head coach in the NFL.
And the reason why I finished is because me and the coordinator, we had a difference about different things, right? And I'm going to say this. It's the reason why every year they keep hyping him up to get a coaching job, a head coach or office coordinator job for somewhere else, and you don't get one because –
he's talking about Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, and the players.
You bring this up now when we got a minute or so.
I'm like, truth. Listen, because some players, right, he talks to them a certain way, and some players would take it. I wouldn't take it. Like, whoa, you know, and some question I would ask, everybody's accountable.
Yeah.
That's why it's not because he's a black coach. That's not the reason. The reason is that because he, I won't get into that, but I'll say this.
You can't say the reason.
I mean, we got 1 minute, but it's the reason why that every year they hype him up to get a job, and then when the time comes, nobody hires him because they know what type of coach he really is.
So you're saying Eric Bieniemy was good why you stopped playing in Kansas City?
Yeah, come on, man. That's players. They knew what it was.
What a clown! What a coward! Coward McCoy. If you're gonna roll out the ball and start ripping on Eric Bieniemy, then go all in. Don't say, well, I'm not going to get into it. That means you ain't got nothing, bro.
He coached you. I mean, we know Eric Bieniemy is like a straight shooter.
Always has been.
Okay? He coaches very hard. He's very tough on players. It's maybe a different style than some players would like. That would be fair, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it probably is, especially now in 2022.
Right?
Yeah.
He's coming into a place he's never been before, mm-hmm. and this guy's, and LeSean McCoy's like, you know what I've done in my career?
Don't care.
You know what I mean?
What
and Eric Bieniemy's really like,
done.
I don't really care.
I need you
like,
to do what you're going to do.
Here's what we're going to do, and coached him hard. He fumbled, then they benched him, okay? So there's a little bit of an axe to grind there, too.
Yeah.
Now, I do appreciate hearing he doesn't have a head coaching. It's not because he's black that he doesn't have a head coaching job. Great. That needs to be said sometimes.
Like, absolutely.
Because there are other reasons that someone would not be hired as a head coach.
Right. And I appreciate LeSean McCoy saying that. But then get into the reasons why.
But then get into the reasons why you think he's been held back from a job because of his...
Because of... Well, I'm not going to get into it. No, get into it.
The way he coaches.
Yeah.
The personality in which he coaches with, which we've heard, could rub some people the wrong. He's very gruff.
Very
right?
gruff, yeah.
And maybe hasn't interviewed great. And
I've heard that a lot, that he doesn't interview all that well.
Maybe
okay,
he has
fine.
A coaching. He doesn't get into it. And then they say, well, you're going to bring this up in the last part of the with a minute to go in the podcasts can go as long as they want.
Keep it rolling.
That's the beauty and the curse of a podcast. If you've heard any podcasts, most of them go too long.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Pacing.
Yes.
Right? So go ahead and expound on it. You open the door for it. Go ahead and expound as to the reasons why you don't think he's got a job in the NFL. It screams to me as a guy who didn't like what a coach had to say about him at the end of his career. And you also didn't decide you were not a Chief. They did.
They did. Yeah, it wasn't up to you to come back.
Like, well, that's
your contract
why,
was
that's
up
why they come back. No, you didn't come back.
They helped
you
carry
you.
That box out the door. Yeah. Yeah, you were not welcome back. You did not get the invite to return.
So Andy,
you also fumbled the ball and cost us a couple of games that year.
Yeah, that's why he fumbled the ball and
you
got benched.
Unreliable.
That's why. That's
you
why you're
stunk.
Gone. And the coach may have gotten real with you.
Oh, well, I don't want to. can't tell an athlete today the truth. Oh.
About your skill set.
My feelings are hurt.
Andy Reid says it in a much softer tone. His response yesterday was terrific when asked about McCoy's comments about Eric Bieniemy.
And sometimes it's hard on a veteran player that maybe their level, performance level, isn't what it used to be, and it's hard to take sometimes. But he's going to push you and try to maximize what you've got. That's one of his strengths. He's no different than he is with you guys. He's going to come in and shoot you straight. Sometimes you want to hear it, sometimes you don't. And, I'm a big LeSean fan. He's, in my eyes, he's a future Hall of Fame running back. If you look at statistically, he was tremendous, so... but he wasn't the youngest pup, in the kennel here, man. He was on backside, and sometimes that's hard to take.
That's bravo, Andy Reid. He couldn't have more nicely said, this guy was old. He was washed up. I appreciate his career, but it wasn't happening
right
here. And Eric Bieniemy coached him hard. The end. He said it so nicely, though, Fesco. It's terrific.
That's why Andy Reid's a better person than me, because I would have got up there and I would have said, this guy sucked. He fumbled the football numerous times, cost us two games. We couldn't rely on him, and he's old. See ya.
And Eric told him.
Yeah.
And Eric told him that.
Yeah.
To his face, and he didn't like it.
He didn't like it. He did not like that. And I hate to say it, but... he needed to hear that probably, right? If you're LeSean McCoy, I mean, you needed to kind of hear all of that. And to me, it's a combination of I'm old, I should have been the featured back because I've got the street cred, but yet you weren't reliable. And it all comes back to if you are going to go out there and start throwing shade at somebody.
Pun intended.
Right. You better have... the ammo ready to go to back it up. Had he listed the reasons why and not bailed, I would have listened to what McCoy had to say in a little bit different vein than the way it came across. But you've got to be you got to be out there and give those examples. You just can't say that I'm going to say something, but then I'm not, and then run away from
it. Well, then
that's what he did.
What examples have you have as to why this directly points to why he doesn't have a head coaching job?
Right.
Have you talked to NFL teams?
Right.
Have NFL teams contacted you about his coaching style and you'd given him a not so favorable review?
Right.
How exactly did this go down? And then if you had a player that was kind of in his prime that did this, it'd be a little bit different too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If Tyreek Hill was saying this now.
Correct.
If, I don't know, maybe another departed player or something was saying these things, but
nobody
nobody else is saying this. So.
No one, like literally nobody else is coming out and saying that about Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah. And then some
when
of the stuff
said and done with now, when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with now, when it's all said and done with, when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, and at the end of the day, when it's all said and done with.
And then also it's some of the stuff is not, are things that Eric Bieniemy has said about himself and Andy Reid says about Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he could be the bad cop.
Yeah.
That's what
you need a bad
cop. He's the jerk sometimes, right?
Well, the jerk store right? called and they're running
he's
out
the,
of
he's
you.
The red ass, as you talked about the baseball aspect of things.
Yeah, you need that guy around there. But I need examples, man. Like that's a cowardly way to take a shot at Eric Bieniemy. Give examples. If you didn't, then tells me you really don't have any examples.
We'll talk to Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride coming up at 8:30. A little bit about EB, more about the OTAs that are underway with the Chiefs as well. Coming up in about 20 minutes. RIP to one Ray Liotta, passed away yesterday at, what, 67 years old? No cause of death as of yet. Died in his sleep. I think maybe been shooting a movie still, too.
Yeah, down in the Dominican.
In the Dominican Republic. But passed away yesterday at the age of 67. You had asked the question to me, do you remember more from Field of Dreams or from Goodfellas? For me, it was Goodfellas. Definitely.
For me, it's going to be Field of Dreams because it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, the Goodfellas bit really put him on the acting map.
This is really funny. Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. What do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What? It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything. Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Yeah, Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me. I'm a little up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
So the Henry Hill in Goodfellas is the one for me. Yeah.
Henry Hill. See, for me, it's Shoeless Joe.
If you build it, he will come.
Tears. I mean, that's
how about
just
that,
a,
though?
Yeah.
Those were his
goosebumps.
Those were his back-to-back movies.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Field of Dreams and Goodfellas. How about that? Bing, bing.
And done.
Boom. And scene.
And scene. Right?
That's my career.
Yeah. Boom. I'm going to walk I'm out here. The door gracefully right now.
After that, you could just do whatever you wanted.
So on the text line, 913-586-7610 today, which is Ray Liotta more famous for you? Field of Dreams or Goodfellas?
And his... the movie he was working on is called Cocaine Bear, about a bear who ingested a bunch of cocaine and went on a rampage. Yeah, I am intrigued.
Happens.
I don't know that I would have known about Cocaine Bear before his passing, but
I'm here for it now.
I'm in for it now.
Sounds like the bear is here for a good time, right?
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride coming up at 8:30. We'll bring you back that loving feeling to Kansas City. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, Just don't crash and burn. Just don't crash and burn when you're trying. When you're trying this at the local pub.
Have you done that before? Have you sung this karaoke?
No, no, no.
BW?
No, not this. Not this song.
Crank it.
I thought you were going to get the Mav Goose version.
Now Maverick sang it to Goose.
Yeah, that's true. That's what happened. Yep, that's how it went down.
Is this like LeSean McCoy singing to Eric Bieniemy?
Never had that loving feelings, probably. You asked the question, though,
the Righteous Brothers.
On your Twitter feed, at Bob Fesco, if you could bring anything from KC's past back, what would it be?
Yeah, because we want to bring back that loving feeling, right?
Much like Top Gun.
Yeah. I got about 7 or 8 things on my list. Number one's Houston's on the Plaza. Let's go. Come on now. What a great restaurant. Yes. What a great restaurant. Everything in there was fantastic. It was just the perfect place on the Plaza. Now that's gone. So bring back Houston's.
Gone. Yeah. Whoa.
Right. I want to bring back the Whitehaven Motel as well. Every day I drive by that place on Metcalf, and you and I were talking about it yesterday. Like, yeah, and that rinky gas station is still there. It's like, you know, where's the Whitehaven? We need the Whitehaven on Metcalf back. Like that.
They preserved the sign, though. It's in the Johnson County Museum.
Yeah, there's like a short on the Discovery app that, like, they're redoing these old motels like that. That would have been the perfect one to redo and have kind of a nostalgic type of hotel. But yeah, this is the sign. The hotel is no longer there. I want non-cluster bleep parking at Arrowhead. If we could bring that back, that would be great. And any chance we could get non-cluster bleep parking at Arrowhead back?
I mean, I'd like to be optimistic. You said when the new stadium happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe a mall you have to dodge around or something like that.
Could be worse, actually.
I miss Chubby's on Broadway. I used to go there a lot. I miss Chubby's on Broadway. That was always a good
early
spot.
Early morning.
Well, or late night, depending on which time of day. Sharps and Brookside had some of the best breakfast you would ever find. I miss that place. I miss Friday night at Bobby Baker's back in the early 2000s. It was a great place to be on a Friday night in the early 2000s. And I also miss the Big 8. Can we bring that back? Because really, since the Big 8 left and the Big 12 started, it sucked. And then when the new realignment happened, it's really sucked for college sports. Just give me the days of the old Big 8. Give me the old Big 8.
See, I love the Big 8 tourney at Kemper.
It had just a different
feel to it, nostalgia to it. That we know the building was, it was time and all those things, but still it was better then.
And when nostalgia they
went to 12, it wasn't the same.
Was never the same.
Never the same again.
Never the same. What if we got like the Big 8, the original Big 8 schools to do a tournament at T-Mobile Center or even at Municipal just for the nostalgia feel? We get all 8 teams like in December to do a tournament here. How cool would that be, right? Let's do that.
That'd be fun.
Let's do that, Kathy Nelson. Let's go.
I want to bring back the Hypermart.
I lived by the Hypermart over there at 87th by Bannister Mall for about a year.
One of my first jobs. I just don't remember... Was it good for the time? Was it? I felt like when I walked in there, it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Right?
But there was only like 4 Hypermarts that ever made it out,
right?
You know, and we had one.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go. I'd kind of like to go back to see if it was awesome or if it was.
Oh, it was so awesome.
It felt like it was awesome at the time.
At the time, it probably was. But what? I mean, it was like a Costco sized Walmart, basically.
We had a McDonald's in there, Tori's Pizza, Aladdin's Castle, a Subway. There was a couple of, there was a shoe shine, there was a barbershop.
Yep.
It looked like it had it all.
It had it all. Yeah. I was night manager at Subway there at Hypermart. One of
you
my first jobs.
You did? At the Subway there?
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, the Hypermart, I don't have enough memories of it to remember if it was good.
Oh, it was awesome. And they never still opened all the lanes back then either.
No. I would bring back White Castle. Just having the option to be sick would be satisfying.
Okay, I got you. Yeah,
like, I want...
Yeah, you're not going to necessarily
I'm not going to go there a lot and all the time, but every once in a while I would go and I'd go, oh my gosh, I have rot gut and... But it's accessible and you can have it. I just want the option of it to be here.
Yeah. If it was here, how many times would you truly go in a year to White Castle?
Maybe 3.
Yeah, I was going to say a couple. Regret it,
yeah,
but still do it.
I mean that's the walk of shame. Leaving White Castle,
you know you got the BGs.
No, I Nowadays, I'd walk out with that suitcase like George Jefferson. Oh, yes. I would George Jefferson out of that place with that suitcase.
And you'd get that home, and the kids would be like, that's all you brought home is one suitcase.
I don't
full?
Get the deal about these burgers. What's
the
deal?
30 double bacon cheeseburgers, baby.
I don't want the onions on there. And then I'd bring back my Chinese restaurant Wok and Roll, which was fantastic. They opened up a new version, and it's not the same place.
No.
They were lying to me about being the same family. It's not the same.
We were talking yesterday about legit Chinese food, and then when I showed you guys some pictures of a place I ate in Florida, we're like, we don't have that at all in this town.
I had the little strip mall location I kept to myself, and then it went out of business.
But it didn't serve the egg rolls like I showed you. Big, thick egg roll. Big, egg roll.
I'm bringing back the Peachtree Buffet. We lost it during COVID. Yeah. It went to a cafeteria style. Peachtree Buffet was legendary. The chicken, the greens, the macaroni and cheese, the catfish, the meatloaf, the spare ribs, the whole nine. And that is the inner beat of fat guy coming out. I'd also bring White Castle back just because love White Castle.
You just need that.
Cody,
need
grocer's freezer and just buy a two-pack. Of course it's not the same.
Skateland in Grandview, many a weekends, wonderful place. Definitely miss it. It is now a Cleaners. We need that back. Bannister Mall.
Did it ever change?
No,
it was a Skateland. From the day it opened to the day it closed, it was exact. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Okay, cool.
Nothing changed.
That's what you got to do.
Including the food. Nothing changed.
That's the way you got to do it.
Definitely want Bannister Mall back in its prime, in its peak. It was the destination mall, had the fountains. I remember going there to see Theotis Brown and Neil Harwell do the Chiefs wrap-up show there.
Theotis Brown is a blast from the past.
Yes.
Yeah.
And loved every bit of it. I would love Zips or Checkers back on Independence Avenue. The burgers and the seasoned fries were amazing. Gart Brothers, the Sports Castle downtown. I don't know if either one of you knew about
it. I don't know this one.
Yeah, we had it had a big basketball court that you could play pickup games on. They had shoes.
They
all
have
the
it's called T-Mobile Center now. Yeah,
same thing. You can go play pickup ball there. Just go knock on the door.
Yeah. And finally, the Zambezi Zinger.
Everybody wants that one back too. Roller coasters make me puke, so I'm out on that one. Dana Wright did quote tweet me yesterday, and she said she wants her old text line number back. We're getting a lot of those on the text line this morning. Bring back the old text line.
Yes, 913-586. Uh-oh. 913-586-7610. We have a new phone system.
That's right. We're trying to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah.
Italian Delight and Mission. Italian Delight was fantastic.
Now, there still is locations, but not the one.
I don't think there's
Mission.
One right over
no,
here.
No, the
anymore,
one over here
right?
is gone, but I think there's still another location of it. Yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah.
913-586-7610. We have a new text line, new phone line. It's the same number, one number off for some unknown reason.
Yeah, somebody
also
screwed
it's giving
up.
You also it's giving you a reply message at the moment that says, we don't understand your that is not true. It's coming through. It's just a bad outgoing message. I'm working on it. All right. We're trying. We're actually trying to do it ourselves.
Yeah,
we're so frustrated
right,
with this.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about the number. It has changed. 913-586-7610.
Somebody would like to go back to when Sphincter wasn't in charge.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
No love for Gojo's. That's a good Gojo's was great.
Yeah,
I love Gojo's.
True. Dick Clark's American Bandstand had a great burger.
A really good place. Yeah. Bring back my first crush, the Watsons girl. Watsons, yeah.
Watson, yes.
Was everybody in love with the Watsons girl back in the day?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. She was a cult hero.
Then I remember watching satellite TV when DirecTV first came out. Then I started doing a commercial in Indianapolis for Watsons there
then
too.
Then
and I was
like, wait a minute, she's not
I
just Kansas City.
Nope.
So yes, the new text line is 913-586-7610.
All right.
Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride is going to join us. Also with this new phone line. I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea how to pick up the phone line.
Are you there,
Pete? Are you there, Pete?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome.
I didn't change my number, so B Dub was able to call me.
Very good, Peter. Sorry about the Rangers last night.
Yeah, we heard he had to dial the first two numbers on the air, so people might know based on the beep beep what your first two numbers of your phone are. But we got it.
That's
sorted.
Okay. I'll give them to people. It's 1-3. So if you can figure out the rest, you can give me a call. We can talk to you.
It's true.
All right. So you had the opportunity, lucky you, to be out at OTAs yesterday. Before we get into stuff that we're going to, I think, maybe get excited about, who was in the best shape of their lives and who looked like a tub of goo?
Who looked good?
Well, I feel like everyone's in shorts at this point, right? So to me, I felt like everyone looked good. I mentioned this on Twitter. Generally speaking, in these type of camps, the offense is always looking better than the defense because it's a no-fear camp. So, you know, the offense can kind of just have its way. If, let's say, for example, you know, you get a pass to somebody and they're 3 yards out, like a Travis Kelce, for example, he's not getting thumped at the goal line with no pads on, and he's just going to walk into the end zone. So a lot of touchdowns, a lot of catches. I felt like for my first look, that would be like the new pass-catching core. I thought they had a pretty good timing for being a completely new group. And, you know, we had talked about this, I believe it was last month, about like Camp Patrick Mahomes. Uh-huh. And it seemed like from a rapport standpoint and really from a timing standpoint, that jumped out to me. And I didn't expect to walk in there and say to myself, wow, the receiver that it looks like he has the best rhythm with is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. But I did walk away feeling that way. And to your other point, no tubs of goo right now. Orlando Brown Jr., we know, wasn't in camp. I think that would be the biggest candidate.
Yep.
If someone was going to be out of shape, and of course, he hasn't signed his tender yet. So no look at Orlando Brown at this point.
Did you
No tubs of goo.
That's good. Everybody's in shape. There's always one slug who shows up and he's fat and out of shape. You know, Ryan Sims or whoever the case may be. Justin Ross obviously is already, you know, got everybody excited. Then he makes the catch in practice. Like, what are the odds of him, Pete, making this team?
I think they're low. I mean, I don't know. This is not a popular take with me, just because I've now been out to rookie camp and I've been out to one look at him, and I don't see it. I think he would have to drastically improve and be someone that they just can't leave off the roster for him to make it. And I just think right now it's too much rust. I think the learning curve might be made too high. I think he does have the raw talent. To me, it's a potential practice squad guy that maybe could continue to develop and get stronger. And maybe it's something we're talking about in 2023. The thing that's interesting with Ross, and it's really captivated a lot of Chiefs fans here in late May, and why not? I mean, this guy looked like he was going to be an NFL superstar during his freshman year, but that was 4 years ago, right? I heard you guys talking about Colin Kaepernick, what was it, yesterday, and you're like, well, he hasn't played in 5 years. Well, Justin Ross hasn't shown out to be this NFL potential superstar in that period of time, and I think you're seeing some of that rust. That clip that was on Twitter was just one of the plays. And I look at this wide receiver room, and we know who the top four guys are going to be, right? We know it's going to be Mecole Hardman and Marquez and Juju and Sky Moore if he could get on the field. And so you're looking at two spots because the Chiefs usually keep six receivers. That sixth spot is usually reserved for someone who also plays special teams. And I'm not sure Justin Ross is going to be this four-core special teamer. So he's looking like he's going to have to defeat 10 other receivers and look better than them to get one spot. And I just think when you're betting on anyone, it just seems like that percentage is lower than maybe you would wish. Now, I could be completely wrong about this. I don't know. Well, there's a lot of people listening that are like, shut up, Pete. And look, I'll eat it. If he ends up making a 53-man roster, I'll eat it. But at this juncture in May, and there's a lot of time here, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Frankly, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You could stash him on the practice squad for a year because you're going to need wide receivers next year anyway.
Yeah. No, I think there are those developmental players that the Chiefs like. I mean, it's a deep, deep wide receiver room. And now you can – it just came down. They're keeping the practice squad 16 players, and you could keep six veterans on it now. So it really opens things up for, you know, what would be almost like a triple-A for the Royals in a sense in the NFL, where you could kind of just have these guys waiting in the wings. And as we've already seen, that there are injury issues right now in May. I mean, Sky Moore hasn't taken the field in a sense. I know he's coming along and they're being careful there, but who knows? Injuries happen, and maybe he's in the practice squad and he gets an opportunity and proves everyone wrong. And, or like I said, maybe I'm completely wrong here and I'm not seeing it. And he makes the 53. We'll just have to see his training camp, gets nearer and those decisions have to be made.
Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride joining us here on 610 Sports Radio, our Chiefs insider. Orlando Brown Jr. not at OTAs as expected, hasn't signed the franchise tender. It seems like to me, though, that it's not a lot of cause for concern at this point. It seems as if he needs to get an agent before there could be any signs of progress. The holdup is more so that he doesn't have an agent, right? Than any kind of like gap between their numbers.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I don't know if I can really recall around the NFL a situation particularly like this where there's this impending contract. It's very important for the Kansas City Chiefs to figure this out. And the holdup is simply the player, in a sense, refuses to like find someone to represent him. And I gotta think, because
I mean, I can take care of this, Pete. I mean, just give me the 3%. I'll go talk to Veach and say, just pay this man the money and we call it a day. Like it's very confusing to me as like finding an agent, then just do it yourself at this point.
Right. Well, what exactly. And you're making the point in a sense for me. He's going to sign a lucrative contract. I know that he wants to be paid top left tackle dollar.
So do I.
I don't see it. I think he needs to find an agent that's going to be honest with him and to kind of tell him, if you want that, you might have to play on this tag. Like, maybe that's the reality as well. But there's got to be a lot of agents that are looking at the contract he's about to sign and saying, no, pick me. So there's got to be no shortage of suitors in a sense. And we keep looking for updates for this. That was my question to Andy Reid yesterday. You kind of feel bad asking about it because the guy hasn't even signed his contract. So, you know, technically speaking, he's not even under contract at this point. And I think he, in a sense, and it already was happening, but I think he's starting to lose a little bit of like the support of the fan base, because everyone's like, well, what are you doing? Do you want to be here? And to his credit, Patrick Mahomes says he talks to him every week, and he confirmed Brown wants to be a Chief. He wants to be here. And I don't know. I just come away sometimes and I'm like, well, if the player wants to be here, then he'd be here.
Right.
Right? This is so simple. Sign the agent. Like, it's Memorial Day weekend. Call around, get an agent, get Veach on the phone, hammer out a long-term contract, and come to voluntary workouts next week. And so I don't know. It's a very odd situation. And because there's no real precedent even around the league for this, I don't really even know what to make of it at this point.
Is there a word on the street that like maybe this guy's just never happy with anything?
Well, it seems like from videos that have surfaced on social media, he does enjoy playing tennis. So that is making him happy. He's been working out by playing tennis down in Florida. I don't know. He was disgruntled in Baltimore, mm-hmm. with the role they wanted for him. And that was what opened him up to become a Kansas City Chiefs player. He wasn't necessarily perfect all year. He struggled a little bit at the beginning, sort of settled in, and it's become a tough situation because he's sort of leaked out through the mentor and Mike Garafolo of NFL Network that he wants to be paid like the best left tackle in the league. And I can't see the Chiefs doing that. So it's a very weird situation. And I think the longer it goes, the more interesting it becomes. I mean, I had mentioned there is this break glass option of moving the player in the contract if you can find someone that wants to give him that type of money. But I just think the Chiefs can't even talk to the player right now because it seems like he wants someone to represent him, but won't get that guy or gal, I guess, you know, they're of course female agents, to represent him and start having these talks. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. And it's such an important position. So the sooner that it can be resolved, the better.
All right. About EB, tell me your thoughts on the LeSean McCoy versus Eric Bieniemy war.
I don't know. I think CDOT says this a lot, and not that we always want to listen to CDOT for any kind of advice, but when you have two sides of something, the truth is usually, you know, somewhere in the middle. And I do think LeSean McCoy was disgruntled here. I think he wanted a bigger role. I think it was likely that Eric Bieniemy told him, look, man, you're not the best running back on the roster. There were the fumbling issues, and I'm sure McCoy didn't like that. And again, now is after his career airing some grievances. Now, I also think there's probably some truth to the other side. This is a different type of league now than it was 10 to 15 years ago. And we've seen a training camp. If you've ever been up to training camp, you know how Eric Bieniemy operates. He is not afraid to isolate a player and tell him how he feels in front of not only the other players, but the 4,000 or 5,000 fans in attendance. And not every player is going to like that. And I think we got to remember in these type of situations that, look, the NFL is this small fraternity. And so if there's any kind of rumblings of, well, this coach has problems getting through to this type of player, there are so many options. As Andy Reid always says, there's 32 of these jobs in the world. And so if there's one, you know, if you want to call it a red flag, the next NFL owner is going to move on to the dozens of other candidates that are out there that might not have a particular red flag. So
yeah.
I think McCoy was disgruntled. I think there's probably some truth to the fact that not every player likes what you would call a hard ass type of coach, especially when you're a grown man.
Yeah. Especially one that's old and fumbles a lot.
That's right. I think that the truth probably lies somewhere in between. Yeah.
And then don't bring it up in the last minute of a podcast or extend the podcast. You don't have to cut off the podcast. He could have had plenty of time to expound on his thoughts if he chose to.
Yeah. What I will say, and you guys know this well, and you know, I know Josh, you're around him every game in a sense. What Andy Reid said in the press conference is as cold as Andy Reid is ever going to get.
But in such a nice way. In the absolute nicest way.
I'm a McCoy fan, but look, man, you were old and you were washed,
in other words. Yeah.
And that's as far as Andy Reid's going to go. And so you could tell that him sort of airing that publicly, Andy was not a fan of. And in Andy's standards, he made sure that he knew that. So.
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, thanks for the time today. Hang on a minute. Don't say anything to your phone because we're still working on how to how to hang up the phone on you.
And,
so.
And let's go Rangers.
Thanks for dropping by, bud.
If I can't hang up, I'll just do the rest of the show. I got an hour and 15 in me. Just let me know.
Wow, we may
take
you.
I think this button with the X gets him off.
Okay,
let's try.
Let's see right there. Oh, I think he's gone.
Oh, no, his number's flashing now.
But he can't talk. And there he's gone. There it is. We figure out the new phones. I guess. 913-586-7610 is the new text line number. We apologize. The number has changed.
No, wait, no. You said the old one just now, didn't you?
I know. I read it right at the thing, okay. I think. Maybe, though.
I think you said
913-586-7610.
Yeah, maybe I just heard the old one.
I'm trying to read it off the cue card here. I'm trying to burgundy this thing so I don't mess it up.
So 586-7610?
That is the number. I really like beer, just not this one. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
No, she hasn't.
Yes, she has.
She has not lost that look.
Goose, she's lost it.
Matt, come on. I hate it when she does that.
Excuse me, miss.
Hey. Don't worry, I'll take care of this.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, believe me, I know it. You've lost.
Everly Brothers classic.
Boom, boom. It was worth a try. It was worth a try for Mav and Goose.
Man,
that was
might
from the
well
original
try,
Top Gun.
Right?
Top Gun Maverick out now. CDOT seen it. Gave it 2 thumbs up. So there you go.
Did you ever serenade your wife when you were dating her?
I can't sing, so no.
No. B-Dub, no. Did you ever serenade
every
your wife?
Every day I serenade her, and she tells me to shut up.
I do the same thing. Every day I sing to my wife, and I get a, you know, stop, please. Yeah. You're hurting the ears of the dog 3 counties over.
Savannah will go around and say, Dad, who sings that song?
Me.
Let them sing it.
Yeah.
That's my line. I turn that on
I've
on,
used that
on the
a
kids lot.
The kids love that one.
Okay, Dad. Yeah.
So you said you still not seen Top Gun.
That's right.
The original. That's the original. Right. And I said everybody wanted to be a fighter pilot, and you said you wanted to be a fighter pilot because of Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle, yeah.
Ironically enough, Lou Gossett Jr.'s birthday today.
No kidding.
He's 86 years young.
Holy, oh, wow. I love the irony.
So there you go. It all ties together today.
Yeah.
Lou Gossett celebrating a birthday in addition to the Top Gun being out.
All right.
And then B-Dub and I are going to get nerdy later because we're both can't wait to watch the Obi-Wan Kenobi
that
series.
Is right.
It's out on Disney
tonight,
Plus
tonight. Two episodes have been released. Four more to go.
There you
I
go.
I still want to be a pilot. I would. Don't you think that would be a fun job, being a pilot?
Actually, through Top Gun, I wanted to be just one of the guys on the deck of the ship that does like the points and points the.
Oh, you didn't want to fly
the plane out. I think that looks like fun. You're like you send them off and you don't have to fly and deal with the danger, but you're part of. I'd be part of the deck crew for sure.
There's a demand for pilots right now. Is there like a quick class I can take online and become a pilot, or do I have to actually go through training?
There might be a quick class, but I don't want you flying my plane then. That's the case. I'm a big fan of beer. I like it. It's good.
Who doesn't like a good beer? You'd be proud. I had a couple of beers last weekend, Josh.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, they had Cigar City IPA, which I really
love. Oh, yeah. It's very good. Very good.
And then some guy offered me a Mick Ultra Organic.
What?
Yeah.
Just have a water with a lemon.
Some guy I never met offered it to me. He's like, would you like a beer? I'm like, sure, I guess. It was, you know.
I have a Mick Ultra Organic. Yeah, give me the
85
water with
calories.
Lemon.
It was perfect.
Although there's a new beer I am not in on. It's being sold at a brewery in Singapore. It's called New Brew. New Brew.
Okay.
It's made out of liquid recycled from sewage. Filtered and pumped into the water supply.
Excuse me.
They're cleaning the water and then using it for beer. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
It definitely goes down smooth. I could probably, if I wanted to, drink a whole lot of those.
What would I say if it's made of new water?
Oh, is it? No, I was just joking. We know about a nuance about new water, right? Yeah. So, okay. So it's made from new water. Okay.
I mean, has that changed your mind?
No, it's still good liquid. Every beer is good liquid.
Singapore is making sure that every golden drop doesn't go to waste.
That was a report from the BBC. The beer is essentially, you know, made out of urine. Filtered sewage.
Would you drink that?
No, but don't tell me on the... On the back end of it, you know what I mean?
Well, I think you probably got to let the people know that you're drinking pee.
Apparently, when they say new water, everybody knows what that means.
I had no clue.
It's some kind of recycled, filtered sewage.
Yeah.
What if I told you it's made of new water? That would be my first reaction.
But if you live over there and you drink new water, what the hell difference does it make, right?
I guess.
I mean, we got a water crisis going on in the West. We may have to start doing this in California.
So I know we're very fortunate in America that we don't even drink it out of the tap anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we're drinking nice bottled water and what have you.
Well, not going to be that much longer. I mean, have you seen Lake Mead and Lake Powell?
It's true.
I mean, you know,
start finding the bodies. I'm not doing sewage beer though. No,
you're not.
No, I'm out on sewage beer.
But it's processed water. I mean, just knowing that there was like poop in that water at one point.
You're like, no.
Yeah, I don't care how filtered it is.
No, there was poop there.
There's
no filter for that.
Yeah, there's legit.
There was defecation.
Yeah. Why does this taste like corn?
No,
like,
not doing.
I mean, there was not stuff doing. In that. Is that beer got a hint of asparagus? What is that?
Was not that doing barley, hops, and corn.
Not doing poo water.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one.
In rewatching Top Gun last night, the original.
No spoilers, please.
Goose dies. that's not a spoiler at this point. It's one of the more tragic movie deaths, I think. To me, it really hit me when Goose's wife, played by Meg Ryan, tells Maverick it's okay that he should go and fly again. That one, you're just like, no one want to see. That's one of the tough movie deaths of all time. But what are some of the most heartbreaking movie deaths 913-586-7610, the new number, 913-586-7610 on the text line. Your most heartbreaking movie deaths.
Yeah, number four for me, and coming in at number four, I should say, and it's on all of our list, though, is Ricky and Boys in the Hood, man. That is one of the toughest movie deaths you ever did see.
Ricky!
No, still can't watch that movie.
It's awful.
Ricky had so much potential. Just wanted to play football, man.
Going to USC.
Man, Ricky and Boys. That was my number one, actually.
It's such an important movie for everybody to watch, man. That's such a great movie. John Coffey in The Green Mile. I like that one, knowing that he's, you know, innocent, and it was sad. He died, but he didn't because he ultimately was alive. But Chappie and Iron Eagle, every time I hear Chappie!
And Louis Gossett Jr. birthday today. Happy birthday.
Chappie died. And then number one on the list for me, which is very heartbreaking, is Hillary Whitney in Beaches. You know?
Wow. I didn't see that coming. Did she sing this right there at the deathbed?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of eagle references in your deaths. Iron Eagle and now this
that's
eagle.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
The wind beneath your wings. So that's your number one, Hillary Whitney and Beaches.
Beaches.
Number
sad.
Four for me, Han Solo. I was almost more mad than sad, though, at that one. Like, I can't believe you killed him off. Like, what are we doing? Right. You paid him $20 million to appear in this thing, and you killed him off. So stupid. Brian Piccolo. Come on, Brian's song. Yeah, we know, God. Guys. You can't not cry at that one. Old Yeller.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Animal dies. Don't want to.
Yep.
And then Ricky from Boys in the Hood was my number one. My number one. Dub?
Trying to find where my number four, of course, was Ricky. Number three was Han Solo, just because, you know, he had meant so much to the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was skepticism. Did his son kill him, or did he kill himself for his son because he knew his son didn't have the power to be bad but was trying to be bad and all that good stuff? So just
did he sacrifice himself?
Yeah, all the intricacies there.
Yeah.
Tony Stark from the Avengers in the final, when he saves everybody in Endgame and ends up dying. And number one, as my computer.
I got it.
I got you.
I got it.
Go ahead and knock that out for me.
Scar! Brother, help me!
Still brings a tear to my eye.
Movie deaths changed for me,
man.
After I had kids. And then they became like, oh my God, this is like real type stuff. You know, that's like my biggest fear, if I just air it for a second here, like not being there for my kids and their wedding and stuff like that. Like, that's my biggest fear in life. And then you go back and you watch some of these, you know, movies and whatnot. There was one that came out last year, and it was about death, and the guy died at the beginning, and I can't remember the name of it now. It was really good. Everybody watched it. It was on the Disney Plus app about 6 months ago, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of that movie.
The musician one?
Yeah. That made me cry.
Was it Soul?
I believe so, with the bird or whatever they played, or the animal that kept everything going because the old man died at the beginning.
Yeah. That was really, really sad. I mean, that was just, Soul is now, that was so, just rips the heart
out. Keep them coming, 913-586-7610 on the new text line number. Travis Kelsey says exactly what you And Chiefs management want to hear next.
You're listening to the home of what we learned with Billy Coons.
Legend Ball, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.